Tuesday edition. We are glad that you are here with us, and we're going to have some fun today. We're going to have a lot of fun, but first let us bow together in prayer and ask God for his blessing on all that we say and do today. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of being together today here at Northfield Baptist Church for the Vacation Bible Time ministry of getting the gospel out, Lord. And I pray you just bless this day, help us to be safe, and help us, most importantly, to honor and glorify you through all that we say and do. We thank you for your love for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll start with the skits. Come on up, skits, teens and kids.
It's a great day to sit on the invisible deck.
Hey, how's it going?
Sit on the invisible bed.
Can I join you?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
I'm sitting on the mid plunge.
Can I sit with you?
Sure.
What are you guys doing?
We're sitting on the invisible bench.
That sounds so amazing. Can I sit with you?
Sure.
Hey. Hi, friends. What are you guys doing?
We're sitting on the invisible bench. How cool is that?
It was cool about 2 days ago, but to see, I moved the bench over there. Oops, I said the wrong thing.
Skits. That was good. Do you have any more skits? Any more skits? Alright, that's it. Okay, good job. Let's give a big round of applause. Excellent job. Alright, how many brought a visitor today? Raise your hand if you brought a friend or invited a friend and they came.
I know.
Okay.
Your grandma.
Okay, so who invited Tyler?
My grandma.
Yeah, his grandma.
Yeah, he was trying to get extra points.
There has to be somebody who invited
him. I said,
yeah,
you
his grandma.
You
didn't
cut it.
I bothered him until he said fine.
Okay, all right. So we'll give it to Zion. What's that?
1,000
points. Actually, it's 2,000 points today.
You're right.
Double points for visitors today. Okay, good. Yes.
Wow.
Holly brought Karen.
She was already here.
All right, good. Well, it's good to have Tyler here today, and it's good to have Josh DiMartino and Isabel somewhere around here. There she is over there. You guys are getting taller. All right. That's good. Okay, this time we'll have our individual food challenge, and Mr. Daniel has it today, so we're going to find out who's winning. We have the mad scientist have 1,000, the crazy chemist have 600 points, and today this is going to be worth 400 points for your team. We need two teams.
Wait, Julian and Josh,
you guys need to listen to manners, and you need to be respectful, okay? That's not respectful when you just get up and do whatever you want. No one else is doing that. You guys need to behave, okay? Okay, so we need two volunteers. Mr. Daniel will pick the two teenagers, one from each.
Okay,
different
one
team.
Volunteer for Amazon.
The kids.
For Amazon? Are you Amazon? Yes, okay, come here. And for Walmart. We need
okay,
a volunteer.
Who wants?
You? Okay.
I think we need
some. You will love this. It's wonderful in the morning to have some drinks. Beautiful.
Okay.
No.
You want to try
sardines on this side?
Yeah.
You like sardines?
No.
It's the juice.
You're in 7th grade. You like sardines, Alvina? You like fish?
Can I just swallow
it? All right. Okay, Zina will represent the mad scientist today since we don't have any mad scientists that want to eat fish. Okay.
They use cancer or not? What do you think? Or just to grab a
Yeah, you can grab the bowl.
And not touch the
table. But and don't get it on the carpet either, okay? Lean over your,
yeah,
over your table. All right, let's see who's going to win. Cheer your team on. Alzina represents the mad scientist. Holly's representing the chemist. On your mark, get set, go! Cheer your team on!
No, not your hand.
How does it taste?
She couldn't take it.
She couldn't take it.
Look.
So who ate the other one? Okay.
Yeah, come on. Look.
Let's see who can finish.
Some people crying here.
Done? All right, Holly wins! Good job, Holly. All right, go clean up in the bathroom, girls. All right, excellent job. Don't wipe your hands on anything. Good thing. You guys smell the fish?
Yeah.
All right. I love sardines, but they're very fishy. Okay. All right, now, keep your eyes peeled for anybody who's trying to steal our treasure. Because it's very dangerous, because we have a special treasure that nobody else has.
I challenge you to a duel.
He's the one. He wants to steal our treasure. All right, you know what, kids? I'm going to go in my own strength, in my own power, because I'm so strong that I can do this. You know, I don't think I need to read my Bible today. I don't need to pray. I'm going to go and fight the enemy myself. Yeah! All right, I'm going to fight the enemy in my own power. Yeah. On guard! Enemy! Because the devil comes knocking in the morning, he comes knocking in the afternoon, he comes knocking at night when we're tired. So we need to be in this book every single day. Do you understand that? Let's hope tomorrow goes better, okay? So keep your eyes peeled for that bad guy. And I guess I better read my Bible and pray, right? All right, that's so important. Okay. All right, let's go back to, this time we'll dismiss the teens to go for their special time of getting their song ready. They're working on Always the Same, and He is King, Mr. Stahl. Always the Same, and He is King. And we are working on our two songs in here. And this, Brother Johnson, can you put up Promise Keeper again for this? That'd be great. Okay. We are going to learn our song. So why don't we have everybody sit together? Okay, here, come on together here. Isabel, you can come up front here. Jade, come on up. Desiree, come on up. Good. Good. We'll get together. All right. How many know some friends? I know it's a busy time of the summer, and everybody's got doctor appointments that they weren't able to do during school, and so now they're out of school, and they're doing doctor's appointments. They're doing other things. So people are busy right now, but how many know some friends you can invite for tomorrow? It's water day tomorrow. You guys know some friends? Okay, so let's work on that today. Go on out. knocking on some of our friends' doors or calling them up and saying, come on out to Bible time. You're going to have fun, all right? So we'll look forward to that. Okay, so back to our song. Okay, Mr. Johnson has that on the screen, so we'll turn the lights out and let us work on this song called Promise Keeper for Friday night for our parents and grandparents. And try to do the motions with me. Stand up. It has sign language with it, so you can learn some sign language as you learn this song. Can you turn to the other song, which is All Hail, the Power of Jesus' Name? It's on that. It's the very last one there. All right, so we have Promise Keeper. That's a wonderful promise of the Scriptures, that God is our Promise Keeper. Every promise in the Bible, He already has come true or will come true. That God gives us so many wonderful promises as we learn that song. So now we're going to do All Hail, the Power of Jesus' Name. It's slightly different from the normal hymn, and you'll see that, but it brings out the truth of it.
Jesus, all hail the power.
turn the lights back on and take out your verse sheet. Does everyone have their verse sheet from yesterday? Did anyone not get a verse sheet? It should be in your bag, the yellow verse sheet. Thank you, Jonathan. Excellent. Okay, does everyone have one of these verse sheets? Okay, so we open up to Tuesday's verse, Hebrews 13:8. Okay, do you see that verse there? Quite easy. You don't have one of these? Do we have any extra of these? Two. You have yours at home. You've got your bag. Always bring your bag in because it has your points things and it has your activity page and your verse sheet. So don't leave your baggie at home. Bring your bag in with you because you're going to need that each day. Okay, how many set of verse at the table this morning? Okay, some said verses. Oh, you guys didn't say your verse from today? Let's try it. Let's do Monday's verse first. Okay, let's give it a try. To the tune of All Things Bright and Beautiful. All things were created by... Wait. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Colossians 1:16. Let's try it again. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Colossians 1:16. Good job. Okay, so you guys, if you can say that tomorrow at the verse table, you get 300 points for that one. Then today's verse is really easy. You guys can do this one easy. Okay, let's say it together. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and then forever. Hebrews 13:8. Try it again. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, and today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Let's try it again. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. All right, who can try it without looking? Kara? Jesus, what's the reference? Hebrews 8. All right, let's try it again. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Okay, sorry, I'll try it without looking. All right, so close. Jesus Christ, did you say the same or is the same? It's the same. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday and today and forever. Very good, okay? Don't they'll want you to get it pretty good at the verse table, but they'll still work with you, okay? If you make a mistake here or there, they will work with you. Yes.
However, the reference is important. Some of them know verses without the reference.
Yes.
The reference is important.
You need to learn those references, because how are you going to find it later on in life when the devil comes tempting you? You're going to say, oh, what was that verse again? You need to know references with those verses so you can have the address to look it up. If you're trying to tell somebody about the Lord and you don't know the address of the verse, you say, oh, it's in here somewhere. No, you need to know references too, okay? So important. Good. All right, let's try it one more time. Hebrews 13:8.
Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8.
Okay, who can say it from memory? I know you guys can do this. Holly, go ahead. Not is the same. Jesus Christ, the same.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Nope. Yesterday and today.
Okay.
Good. Okay. All right. So we're being particular here because we want you to memorize that verse. And so work on that for the verse table tomorrow, and you get 300 points. And as soon as you say that one tomorrow morning, guess what you can then do? You can then go on to any one of these verses in here. There's a lot of easy ones. Most importantly, we want you to hide God's word in your heart so that we might not sin against him. Okay? So Psalm 23 is a very important passage. You know, even unsaved people know Psalm 23. So that's why we want you to know that, so that way you can witness to someone using Psalm 23. Or that you can give them the Romans Road, Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:13. So important that you know these verses. Okay, so these are key verses for you to know in life. All right. Any other questions? Okay, it's now Bible lesson time. So we'll have our teacher come and give the Bible lesson today.
Welcome back, time travelers. How are you today? Are you ready for another adventure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's remember first what we learned yesterday. Do you remember anything about what you learned yesterday? Do you remember that we went back 6,000 years in time? That's a long time, isn't it? What do you remember, Paris? Good. So we were back to the very, very beginning, right? And who was there? Abby, do you know who was there? Maybe Karis can help you. Jesus was there. Very good. Jesus was there at the very beginning. And what did we learn about Jesus? Elizabeth, sit down, please. Okay. What did we learn about Jesus? When did he begin?
He never began.
Right. He has no beginning and no end. That means he's, another word, he's eternal. He's eternal. He's also the Son of God. He's the Son of God. And he's part of a T word.
Trinity.
Good, Isabel. He's part of the Trinity. And who makes up that Trinity? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Okay. So, you guys learned a lot yesterday. All right. So, let's start from them and move forward a bit to the time of Adam and Eve. You guys remember who Adam and Eve are?
Yeah.
They were the first people, weren't they? Yeah, and you know what? Adam and Eve had children. And their children had children. And their children's children had children. So there became lots of people. And we're going to look today at some of the great, 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 great grandchildren of Adam and Eve. So we're going to set our time machine here. Mr. Jonathan, our technologist up there, is going to be working with us. And we're going to go once again back in time. And got the wrong glasses on, but let me see. Cheryl, do me a favor. In my black purse back there, you'll find a glass case right up front. Okay, we're going to go back to the year. Well, we're going to go back 2,100 years, first of all. 2,100 years. Can you even imagine 2,100 years? What year are we in? Thank you. What year are we in right now? 2019. So, we're going to go back 2,100 years. And we're going to see the first sighting. The first sighting of God the Son. God the Son. Now that I can see what I'm doing, it helps. Okay, so we're also going to learn a special word. A special word that's a big, long word. And it's a word you don't hear too often. But it's an important word to know. And the word that we're going to be looking for and learning about today is Christophany. I want you to say that with me. Abby? Shh. Okay. Say the word Christophany with me. Okay, we're going to say it three times because when we repeat something, we learn it better. So, Christophany, Christophany, Christophany. Now just listen to that word. Especially any of you who come to junior church know that we look for words within words. What's the word within Christophany? Christ. Okay, very good. Okay, so that word's about Christ. All right, so let's see. We're going to move forward, as I said, and we're going to, the time tracker is going to take us to 2,100 years after Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. So are you ready?
Yes.
Then let's go. Okay, so can you make me some noise as we travel? All right, we're traveling. Raise your hand to answer.
Before Christ.
Do we live BC now?
No.
No, we live in it's a Latin term. The first letter does say, it could mean, but it doesn't really say, after. BC is before Christ. We're living after Christ, and it's AD, actually, now. So, we're back. We're back to 1900 BC. And what do you think? Do we have? Yes, there it is. What does that environment, what does that picture look like to you? Maybe we need to turn off all the lights or two so that we can see it more clearly. All right, what does that look like? That's fun.
The
garden. No, that's not the garden. Remember, this is after Adam and Eve, so Adam and Eve were taken out of the garden because of sin. Paris, what's it look like? That's kind of a hard question. I'll tell you that one. Just remember, because I'm going to ask you some questions later on. Okay, so we find ourselves in the desert wilderness. In the desert wilderness. Year 1900 BC. Okay, so we are not only in the desert wilderness, but we're looking for something special. We're looking for a very famous guy, and his name is... And not today. Today is, I don't think you know because I haven't told you yet. No, I haven't told you yet. So listen, we're looking for a famous guy named Abraham. Abraham. And we're going to find him under some oak trees. And under those oak trees, he's going to have a visitor, or two, or three. He's going to have some visitors. That's right, it is three. Okay, so we find him in Mamre. That's a funny name. Under the oaks in Mamre. Can you say Mamre with me?
Mamre.
Okay. And he's sitting there and he's resting and all of a sudden he looks and what do you think he sees? You know what? I'm going to read it to you. Everything we learn about that's about God can be found in the Bible. That's why Pastor said it's so important to know references for verses, because I happen to know that this story is in the very first book of the Bible, which is in the Old Testament. What part of the book is the Old Testament? Sam, do you know? Where do we find the Old Testament in the Bible? In the beginning. It's the first many books. How many, Azariah?
In the Old Testament.
27? I'm not sure I remember myself. I think it is 27. Is that right, Cheryl?
The 66 books.
The 66 books altogether. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, we're in the Old Testament, which is the first part of the book. And guess what? We're in the first book of the Old Testament, which is... Genesis. Okay, so we're going to, anybody that has a Bible, turn with me. We're going to turn to chapter 18. Chapter 18 of Genesis. And we're going to read verse 1. And verse 1 says, "And the Lord appeared unto him," him being Abraham, "unto him in the plains of Mamre." Hey, that's just exactly what our story told us. How about that? So, okay. "And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day." He sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. So, now, all of a sudden, his visitors appear. And the Lord himself was one of those visitors. He was the angel of the Lord. Now, hear me. This wasn't just any old angel. This is the angel of the Lord. Who is the angel of the Lord? Holly?
Angel sent from God.
The angel of the Lord is a very special angel. Who is the angel of the Lord?
Jesus.
Now remember, this is truly amazing. Jesus appeared to, who are we talking about?
Abraham.
You can all answer unless you ask individual questions. Okay, so Jesus appeared to Abraham as the angel of the Lord. Jesus wasn't born yet. How can he appear to somebody? Here comes that word. What was the word we learned? Let's make a big C with our finger in the air. And what's the word that starts with a C?
Christ.
No, the big long word.
Christ.
Getting there. No, we need to say it three more times. We didn't learn it. Christophany.
Christophany.
Okay, say it with me three times. Number one, Christophany.
Christophany.
Good, Sam. Christophany. Okay, so, even though Jesus wasn't born yet, he was able to visit with Abraham in the form of an angel. And that is called a Christophany, a visit by Jesus before he was born as baby Jesus. And this has happened several times, many times in the Old Testament. Okay, so we're going to remember that big jumbo word because that's a good way to start to talk to people about Jesus. Give them a word that they've never heard before and explain it to them and explain that Jesus came in the form of an angel. Now just think with me for a minute. If that was you, Paris, if that was you, Alvina, Sam, if that was you, or Isabel, if that was you, sitting there under those oak trees in Mamre, and the angel of the Lord and two other men, who happen to be angels also, came to visit you, what would you do? How would you feel? What do you think?
Well,
that's what he did, but what would you, how would you feel if those people came to visit you, Karis? Huh?
Crazy
is right. Let me tell you what. I would be like, whoa, what's happening here? Okay, well, that's kind of how Abraham thought at first, but then he got busy, like Holly just said, and he took care of the men. He made them a meal. He made them bread. He got a calf. He cooked up, he dressed the calf, as it says in the Bible, and he got them all taken care of. Then after they were taken care of, they had a message. They had an important message to deliver. Now, does anybody know who Abraham's wife was?
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. So, Sarah Huff was at the meal, and everybody was content now. What's content mean?
Happy and satisfied.
Happy and satisfied. Very good, Holly. Okay. So, everybody's content, and now the angels deliver their message. And guess what that message was? I bet you can't. Well, maybe you can guess. What is it, Karen? And how old was she? She was 90. And so she was an old woman. And the angel is telling her that she's going to have a baby. Now, mind you, they've been wanting this baby for a very long time. And they've been very sad that they haven't had a baby. And so now they're told, wow, the day is coming. You're going to have a baby. And what did Sarah do? Was she rejoicing? Was she happy? Was she saying, great, I've waited for this for a long time? Over here, anybody? Was she happy?
Yes.
How did she show her happiness? Well, she really wasn't happy. How was she?
She just went away back because she was very old. She thought she couldn't have
it. And she seemed to be happy. So you're not totally wrong if you say that she was happy, but she was not really, because she didn't believe that this could be true. She was way too old, way past the time of having a baby, so therefore she walked away laughing. However, this was a big mistake, because did they have a baby? Isabel? Yes? Okay. And this just proves that whatever God says will happen, no matter how strange it might seem, no matter how unusual it is, whatever God says will what? Whatever God says will
be true,
will happen. Say that with me. Whatever God says will happen. God doesn't talk just for the sake of talking. He tells us things that will happen. And if he makes a promise, what happens then?
He keeps it.
He keeps it. He's the promise keeper. That's what we were singing about earlier. Whatever God promises will come true. Okay, so that was the first sighting of the Son of God. That was the first Christophany. Say it again. What does that mean? A Christophany. The first sighting of Jesus. After he was born?
Before
he was born. The first sighting of Jesus before he was born. Then came a second sighting. So, now let's fast forward in time a little bit more to our next Son of God sighting. And there's Hebrew people around, and they're using the Hebrew language, and they say, Shalom. What does that mean?
Goodbye.
Very good, Karis. Shalom means peace. Sometimes used for goodbye. Peace be with you. So, Shalom. Say that one with me.
Shalom.
Now y'all know how to speak Hebrew. You just learned another language. Shalom. Say it again.
Shalom.
Shalom. Okay, so this is the language of the Hebrew people. The Hebrews are sometimes called by other names. They're sometimes called Israelites or Jewish people. Okay, so let's discover something amazing that happened in this spot, in the hot desert again, in the hot desert. And this time it's with another famous guy, and his name starts with an M. His name is Moses. Moses. Everybody say Moses. Moses. So who did we learn about today?
Abraham
and
Moses.
Okay. So Moses started out being very, very poor. He was born to a very poor Hebrew woman. Keep these facts in mind. You'll need them again. He was born to a very poor Hebrew woman, but when his life got in a dangerous situation, when he became threatened, if you will, and he was in danger of being hurt, God wondrously protected him by having him come to live in King Pharaoh's palace. Palace. Can you imagine living in a palace? That'd be pretty cool, huh? We saw some dueling up here this morning. Swords and stuff. Think back to things you've seen or heard about palaces. Wow. To live in a palace would be pretty great. So that's where Moses was raised, and he was raised by the Pharaoh's daughter. Okay, but then eventually Moses decided he was going to run away. Why would you run away from something like this? I'll tell you why. Because the Hebrew people, the Israelites, the Jewish people, were there in Egypt being mistreated by the Pharaoh. He was treating them as slaves. He was treating them cruelly. So, God appeared to Moses. Jesus appeared to Moses. The angel of the Lord appeared to Moses. And he said, Moses, go back. Go back to where you lived. Go back to Egypt and go to the Pharaoh and tell the Pharaoh to let my people go. Holly, is anybody doing puppets today? Who? Messiah?
He's already there.
Is he ready? Okay. All right. So the angel of the Lord went back, came to Moses and told Moses to go back to Egypt and tell the Pharaoh to let his people go. And the angel said to Moses, don't worry, I'll go with you. This will happen because I want it to happen. So therefore, even though at this time Moses was living in the desert wilderness as a shepherd, taking care of sheep, and actually our animal pal for today is a sheep, and that sheep is called Lottie the Lamb. There she is. And that's what Moses was doing at the time. He was a shepherd, taking care of sheep and little sheep. And God had a plan. God had a mission for Moses. So he said, go back. Go back to Egypt where you came from. Talk to the Pharaoh and make sure that he lets my people go. Okay, so that was number two. Number two sighting of the angel of the Lord. And that angel wasn't just any angel. Who was it?
Jesus.
Okay. All right. So now let's see if we can find Sky. Think he's around today?
Yes.
Sky, let's call him all together. Hey, Sky! Sky! You! There. Oops, I think he's coming. Sky, what you doing back there?
Hey.
Do you have something in your hands? You're hiding your hands. Do you have something in your hands?
Wait. You're supposed to say, what do you have?
What do you have? What do you have in your hands?
Well, I'm trying to decide where to travel. So I got out my angel and prayed to her to see if she would show me where to go.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture. Did you guys catch anything that he said, Paris?
He prayed to an angel.
Uh-oh. So, Sky said that he prayed to an angel. But who are we supposed to be praying to?
Jesus.
Jesus.
To Jesus, that's right.
So, we aren't supposed to pray to angels, Sky.
Why not?
What's up with that? Okay, well, angels were created just like everything else that God created. They're interesting to read about, and they have a job to do, but they are not equal to God. Let's all of us, Sky, and all of the rest of us, always remember that. Angels are not equal to God. Okay, so, the honor belongs, the honor of being honored by through prayer belongs only to God.
But I thought I heard you say that the Son of God was sometimes called the Angel of the Lord in the Bible.
That's true. He is. He is. But maybe the boys and girls can help us out and tell us what the difference is between the Angel of the Lord and an angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord and an angel of the Lord. What's the difference there? Sorry?
There's many angels that
can, but
he is God. He's the only angel. He's the only angel of God. Jesus is the only angel of God.
Okay, and then that brings us to our C word. What was that C word? Christophany, the angel of the Lord, is Christ coming in the form of an angel to visit the people. So, we remember now our C word, Christophany.
Oh, I got it. Angels are cool and powerful and all of that, but they made by God. They were made by God to do His work. They aren't in control of like God is.
Right. The angel of the Lord is who?
God.
Is Jesus Himself before He came to earth as a baby. Okay, y'all, it shouldn't just be Paris. Y'all should be able to answer this now. Okay, so the angel of the Lord is Jesus Himself before He came to earth as a baby. He came and promised people that various things would come to pass
in the
future.
And did they?
Yep, and they absolutely did. Everything, all things, all means all, that's all means, all things happen just as He said it would, because God does what? He always, when He makes a promise, does He sometimes keep it?
Yeah, He always
keeps it. He always keeps it, not sometimes, but He always keeps His promise.
That
comforts
me to know I can't count on God and His word when the Bible says it, that it will happen just as promised.
It sure will. That does settle. When God says it, that settles it. And it will happen just as He promised.
Jesus is a promise keeper.
That's right. So let's all say that together. Jesus is a promise keeper. Amen. All right. Thank you, Sky. Let's see. We have a little bit more here. He sure is. You can bank your whole life on every word of the Bible. And what Jesus promises will come true. Isn't that a huge deal?
I'll say it is. Well, I better put this angel away and pray to Jesus for wisdom to know where to travel to next.
Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it, kids?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea, Sky. You do that, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Say bye to him. Bye bye.
All right, come on out with me, young people. We're going to go out.